Something wrong?
Look out the window. There's a mess of fighter planes headed that way.
That's west, right?
Yeah. Tel Aviv is over there somewhere.
Maybe Carpathia got himself killed again.
You're calling in the troops?
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure he can't die now that he's got Satan possessing him.
That is completely messed up, man.
Tell me.
Ladies and gentlemen, you may have noticed some military aircraft off our wing. We're hearing reports that there was an accident in Tel Aviv, and the global community suspects terrorism. All indications are that the activity is confined to Tel Aviv and will not affect our approach and landing in Jerusalem.
Good, because nothing bad ever happens there.
The Kids Left Behind. Episode 57, Friday the 13th.
Vicky, you're up early.
I was hoping to find out something about Pete.
From the news?
Yeah.
So, anything?
Not yet.
Where is everybody?
Colin left really early with a van full. Cheryl and the Iowa crew will be in Avery by lunchtime.
I'm envious.
Oh, come on. You couldn't really be happy just going into hiding, could you?
I don't know. But I'm willing to give it a try for a while.
Hold it. This looks like it.
I'll turn it up.
Wayside earlier this morning, the hospital reports that he is in critical condition at this time.
Oh.
Global community officials are waiting to question him about his involvement in a prison break attempt.
Yeah, and the GC are just waiting for him to get better.
And in other news,
they can execute him. They're not going to wait for him to get better just to kill him.
Yeah, you're right. Once he gets better, they'll torture him to find out about us and then kill him.
Uh-oh, who's this?
Don't know.
Relax, gentlemen. It's just me. I'm coming in.
Everything cool?
Yeah, everybody's off the plane. I just want to wait a minute or two before we sneak you guys off.
Something wrong?
I'm not sure yet.
What's that mean?
Well, Z hired a backup pilot. He's never done that before.
Hope he's not planning a change.
Yeah, me too.
Hope you'd suck us home.
Yeah, things weren't so good for the Jewish Christians when we left Jerusalem.
Yeah, I remember. Oh, good, someone's home.
Lionel, Jed! I'm quite pleased to see you alive. Come in quickly.
Are we being watched?
Who can say? You do get around.
I figure with a few more frequent flyer miles, we should be able to get free tickets back to Chicago.
I'm not sure that flying is a good idea right now.
What do you mean?
You haven't heard?
Heard what?
Carpathia's private jet, the Condor, crashed in Tel Aviv.
You're kidding!
So that's where the military planes were going.
Was Carpathia on board?
No, none of the cabinet were on board. Just the pilots and a few personnel.
Whoa, hold up. Isn't that the plane that Mac flies?
Yeah. Yeah, it is.
You'd know the pilot.
Mac McCollum was a Trib Force member.
A loss for all of us then.
You look deep in thought.
I was just thinking about our friends. Everybody's moving all over.
Yeah, well, we can't all stay here.
I know. I was thinking about Jamie, Melinda, Haya.
Yeah.
My friend Shelly. I have no idea what happened to Shelly. Ryan.
Judd.
Strangely, I hadn't been, but yeah, him too.
You thinking you might want to head up to Avery soon?
Why not? Getting tired of running. I'm 18 years old and I feel like I'm 100.
Well, as 100-year-old women go, you're not doing too bad.
Oh, thank you,
I
Sunny.
Heard that.
I'm just saying that she
Forget it.
Is,
Forget it.
Okay.
Vicky, look at this. I just printed it up.
Dear young Trib Force, I need your help. My name's Claudia Zander. I was Natalie Bishop's roommate.
Mm-hmm. You're kidding. What'd she say?
Before she died, she talked with me about God. I didn't want to listen at first, but now that she's gone, I think what she said might be true. She told me not to take the Mark of Carpathia, and I've only got a couple days left to comply. Please write back, Claudia.
What do you think?
Could go either way.
Vic?
I think I'll write her back.
Hey, take it easy.
Don't tell me to take it easy. Mac was a friend.
He still is.
Yeah, I know. We're all gonna see him again and all that, but I don't appreciate
it. Judd, he's not dead.
Chang, I saw the crash on the news. No way he survived that.
He wasn't in the plane. Nobody was in the plane.
What?
The flight list included Mac, David Hasid, Hannah Palemon, and Abdullah Smith. Except for me, all the Christians in key global community positions.
So that's the crew list?
Yeah.
But the crew wasn't on the plane. How exactly does that work?
It was done by computer.
Really?
The autopilot on that plane is the most advanced on any aircraft.
What about radio contact?
They relayed their voices from the ground to the aircraft radio.
Now the GC thinks they're dead.
Exactly.
But they're all safe.
As safe as any of us are right now.
Okay. That is amazing.
Now that they're not working for the GC, they're all helping out with Operation Eagle.
Which is?
Operation Eagle is the plan to get the Christians and Orthodox Jews to a place of safety. The Christians are going to Petra, and the religious Jews are going to Masada.
Oh, yeah, I think I saw a movie about that once. That's where the Jews hid from the Romans.
Yeah, it's a huge mountaintop fortress, easy to defend.
Oh, I hope so. Anyone who crosses Big Nick is going to have some tough sledding ahead of them.
Tough sledding after crossing Big Nick.
What? You understood.
That's what concerns me.
Why are the religious Jews going to need a place to hide out? They got no beef with Carpathia.
They will. The Bible says that Antichrist is going to defile the temple. Once that happens, every religious Jew will go berserk.
But didn't Carpathia help build the new temple?
Of course, but for his purposes, not the Jews.
As soon as any one Jew strikes out against the global community, Carpathia will be able to use that as an excuse to jump on all of them.
And this is all going to happen pretty soon.
For all I know, it's already started. Please, excuse me.
I don't know, man. I got a bad vibe about this.
About what?
Everything. Everything that's going down. Operation Eagle, Z-Van, the whole deal.
Are you serious? You're getting worried now?
Yeah, I'm getting worried. Why shouldn't I be?
You should be trusting in God, man. He's kept us going so far.
Dude, you should talk.
Yeah, I should talk. Someone's got to tell you.
Yeah, but not you. Not the way you've been acting lately.
What's that supposed to mean? How have I been acting?
You've been a mope ever since Nada died. I mean, I understand you being upset and all, but dude, you got to open your eyes sometime.
You don't know what you're talking about.
Hey, don't you turn your back on me. I've been putting up with it because I care, but you've been so far out of line. You're really ticking me off.
Yeah? Okay. Hey, guess what? A bunch of my friends are dead. Including someone I really care about, all right? I'm stuck on the other side of the world from my home and a whole bunch of other people I care about. But you know what? My life is all roses. It's just perfect, Lionel.
All that stuff happened to me, too. Don't act like you're the only one who don't like the way this is all working out. It's time to wake up.
Lionel, you just hit me.
Yeah, and I'll do it again if I need to.
You've never hit me before.
I never needed to before.
Are you emailing that Claudia chick?
I already did. I was sending a message to Judd and Lionel. You know, just in case they check their email this month.
Well, last time we heard from them, Judd said they were heading to Jerusalem.
Yeah, that's what he said. It'd be nice to know if they made it. There's a coincidence.
Is it from Judd?
Claudia.
What's she want now?
She's still asking for help. She understands why we might not trust her. Awesome! She says she prayed the prayer I sent her.
All right, that's cool.
I decided to pray the prayer, but nothing happened. I don't see a mark on my forehead or anyone else's.
Well, she probably doesn't know any Christians. I mean, whose mark does she think she's going to see?
Yeah.
What's the matter?
I don't know. It's just not what I expected to hear from her.
Well, what do you expect? You think she'd say, "I love Carpathia, you suckers going down"?
I thought she'd ask for a face-to-face.
I don't know. That suggests to me like she might be for real.
If she's for real, don't you think she'd have the sense to get out?
Maybe. Maybe she's too scared to make a move.
Ugh! I'm getting a migraine from all the second guessing.
Hey. Can I talk to you?
I'm listening.
I just wanted to say, I'm sorry.
Don't worry about it.
No, man. You were right.
Listen, I know you want to get home. Let's just make it happen.
Sounds good. You got any ideas?
I thought you were the idea, man.
Hey, come on. There's room at the top of the genius tree.
Yeah, all right.
You guys, come here. You have to see this.
What?
It's on the news.
Hey, maybe Carpathia surrendered.
Yeah.
Mr. Davidson gave us detailed information about the Benjudites and their location.
No way! There is no way Pete sold those people out!
He was executed at approximately 11:30 this morning.
I can't believe they executed him.
I think he knew his chances weren't very good.
He told me he probably wouldn't see me again in this world.
I think the best plan now is to do whatever we can to keep others from ending up the same way.
Yeah, and I know where to start.
Boys, wake up! We have a job for you to do.
Where am I?
You are still in my house. Wake up, Lionel.
Say what?
Take it easy, cowboy. You're all right.
What's going on?
Carpathia and his companions are going to parade through Jerusalem today.
Where'd they find a float big enough for Carpathia's ego?
You can joke later. What we need you to do is reconnaissance. Make note of the troops entering the city.
What for?
Our friends running Operation Eagle need the information. We will be doing them a great service.
Lionel? Looks like it's time for us to go to war.
Yeah. By the way, have I mentioned how glad I am to be in Jerusalem?
What's her email say? She says she's on the run. She grabbed a few things from the apartment, some clothes and Natalie's Bible.
Where is she staying?
She doesn't say. She left a number, but it's a cell area code. She says she still can't see the mark on anyone.
Well, like Mark said, there probably aren't any Christians around with marks for her to notice.
Yeah. Well, I think we know what we have to do.
All right, three more tanks there. What's that bring the total to?
16 tanks, 8 armored personnel carriers.
What's Nikki need so many troops for?
Overkill is Carpathia's middle name.
Better than Jetty or whatever that silly name is.
Uh-oh, hold on. Convoy stopping.
Check out the SUVs. That must be where Carp and company are.
Second car is unloading. Can you make out who everyone is?
Let me see those binocs. Alright, I'm seeing Fortunato and Akbar. I recognize Akbar from when I was in the tribe.
Morale monitors?
Yeah. They had his picture up staring at you during every meal. It was like a cult.
Like?
Good point.
Looks like Fortunato's doing a dance. What's up with that?
He's scratching at his leg. Looks like a guy with poison ivy.
Looks like a guy doing an awful lot of scratching, that's for sure. Well, who's this now? The lady in white that just got out.
That lady we see on TV. I forget her name. Russian or something. Viv Ivins.
That's it. Related to Carpathia, or in his cabinet or something.
Crowd sure seems to dig her.
This is worse than one of Z-Van's shows.
I'm surprised he ain't here.
But wait, it gets better.
The man himself. Nice suit.
What's everybody pointing at?
They're looking up the street and laughing.
Well, there it is. Those guys are leading that cow up the road.
It's not a cow, it's a pig.
Shut up, there's no way.
Use the binocs, Chief.
Whoa, that is one big pig. It's got a saddle on it.
Who'd take a pig out for a spin?
Carpathia would. Think about it. It's a double dose. He gets to insult Christians and Jews in one shot.
Because Jews don't touch pigs.
Yeah, and this road here is the Via Dolorosa. This is where Jesus made his triumphal entry the week before he was crucified.
It takes a lot of guts.
With Satan indwelling and he knows the score. He knows he's going down. He just wants to drag as many people as he can with him.
I hope he falls off that thing and gets trampled.
Yeah. Come on, let's roll.
Where are we going?
I think I know where they're headed next.
I have been imbued with power from on high to call down fire on the enemy. enemies of the king.
Sure got dark quick.
Carpathia's doing it.
You need not fear if you are loyal to your risen ruler. Let the loyalists declare themselves. Today, you shall worship the image of your god. But now you have the opportunity to praise
him. See him sneaking a scratch every now and then?
He's not very good at sneaking, is he?
All glory to the lover of your soul. How many of you will receive the mark of loyalty even this day at the Temple Mount? My lord, the very god of this world, has granted me the power to know your hearts.
You think that's true?
No, man. Even Satan don't know what we're thinking.
I suppose.
You shall not be able to stand against the all-seeing eye of your God or his faithful and powerful servant.
Liars! Blasphemers!
Know her.
Antichrist!
That's Carpathia's old girlfriend.
Rabbits.
The one that Ray Steele knows?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't remember her name,
though.
A Hattie, something. She was on the flight that I took to London the night of the disappearances.
She ain't fooling around.
Christ Jesus!
You will now feel the anger of your Lord and God!
Whoa! Did you see that? Can we do anything?
No, it's too late, man. She's gone.
People are we gonna let them kill? I say we help Claudia.
Hey, I'm not saying we don't help her. All I'm saying is be sure what we're doing before we leave. This whole thing smells a little fishy to me.
Before you thought she was on the level. I mean, how do you think we should run it?
Don't go off all half-cocked, walking us into a trap.
We'll meet her in a public place.
Hey, yeah, because the GC won't try to kill us in a public place. Let's just relax and wait.
Fine. I'll wait for now.
My friends, standing at this site of a defunct religion has caused me to reflect. Someone was said to have risen from this spot, but where is he? Did you ever see him? If he was God, why is he not still here? Yet, you saw me resurrect myself. I stand here among you, God on earth. Having taken my rightful place, I accept your allegiance.
He is risen. You can do better than that. He is risen.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Alright, I wanted you all here to talk about this whole Claudia thing.
What about it? We can't do anything until we hear from her.
We just got another email from her. She gave us a number and told us where she's staying.
It could be a setup. Natalie never said anything about Claudia to any of us.
I just don't think we can afford to not take her seriously.
Well, she's a believer, yeah. Problem is, though, we just don't know. I don't feel like seeing anyone else I know get killed by the GC.
Well, sorry to be the one to break it to you, but more people you know probably will be killed by the GC. Face it. Most of us aren't going to survive till the end.
I know all that, but I'm not going to go looking for trouble.
But does that mean we shouldn't help Claudia?
No. We got to help her.
Could see that one coming.
We got to, man. I mean, what if this is on the level and we don't help? How'd you feel if you were in her shoes?
All right, all right. I'm in. What's the plan?
Any other data?
No, that's about it, Chang. Lots of firepower on the ground. Who knows what they'll be putting in the air.
So, did Leon Fortunato display any strange mannerisms?
Yeah, he looked like he was scratching himself a lot. What?
The word is that he's got boils.
Boils? Are you sure?
Max says the Bible predicted it, and they're going to hurt.
Dude, you ain't gonna believe what just happened.
I gotta get going, Chang. I'll talk to you later.
All right, be careful.
What's going on?
He did it! Carpathia did it! He killed that pig in the temple!
He actually did it? What happened?
He brought the pig into the temple, climbed on top of it, and cut its throat.
No.
Hold it so I can get my hands on his neck.
Yes, I want to feel the life pouring from him.
Then he flicked the blood all over the place. All over the altar, the floor, the priest.
Here.
Have some blood! What's the matter, huh?
What's the matter?
A little blood never hurt anyone.
I bet the priest went nuts.
Everyone went nuts. They took it as a personal insult.
Sounds like Carpathia just declared war with the Jews.
Yeah, I'd say.
The note on Ben Judah's website says Operation Eagle starts the moment the desecration of the temple takes place.
That quick?
Yep.
Wow, is everybody ready?
Yes, the ground personnel can be mobilized immediately.
Ground personnel mobilized? You sure got the whole military thing down, don't you?
We are at war, Judd. You should know that.
Yeah, everybody keeps reminding me.
So I don't need to fear asking for your help with Operation Eagle?
Tell me what to do. I'm there.
Go to the synagogue in the old city and watch for the other members.
How will I know who they are?
Don't worry. You'll know them when you see them.
Your buddy Chang was right. It's not hard to tell who's with Operation Eagle. Everybody is.
Huge crowd.
Hey, when Carpathia offends, he really offends.
Yeah, let's get busy. Looks like they need traffic control where all those vehicles are lining up.
I'm gonna ask that guy with the radio what else they need here.
Cool. If we get split up, just meet back at Yitzhak's.
How about a backup? If this goes south, Yitzhak may not have a house to meet at.
Good idea. Remember where that Cafe Feldstein is?
Over by Sam's Bank? Yeah, I remember.
Meet outside it every 3 hours on the threes.
Done. Go help. I'll be right there.
Lionel, over here.
Wes, hold up, man. I'll be right there. Excuse me. Whoops. Sorry.
That's my chicken.
Excuse me. What's up?
I thought you were laying low at your friend's digs.
We needed to get some air. What about you? Where'd you get the Humvee?
It's a rental. Where's Judd?
Over by that line of vans. Or he was a second ago. 6 hours? Then what?
Hunting season.
This entire plaza is now for staging Orthodox Jews who are traveling to Masada.
Which way is Masada?
South, toward En Gedi. Just a few miles off the Dead Sea.
Lionel! You heard the man. This bus is going to Masada. Groups of eight, please. Lionel! Come on, in you go. Watch your head. Here.
Thank you, young man.
All right, here you go. Just keep moving. Keep moving. Don't stop. Keep moving. Lionel! Lionel! Where is he?
I just had the weirdest thought.
Oh, please tell me.
Fine. Never mind.
Come on, don't be so sensitive.
More sensitive, less sensitive. I wish you women would make up your minds.
What?
All right, it was room 223, Starlight Motel in Crystal Lake, right?
That's what she said.
Well, isn't Crystal Lake where Friday the 13th took place?
That was your thought.
Well, what day is this, huh?
Friday, not the 13th?
I saw the movie over at John's house when I was real young. It scared me to death.
So, you scared right now?
Yeah, aren't you?
Concerned, maybe.
Well, can you guarantee that this is not a trap?
Can we talk about something else?
Uh-huh. I thought so.
The Kids Left Behind is based on the best-selling books by Jerry B. Jenkins and Tim LaHaye. To find out more, check out leftbehind.com. And for information on the live-action audio series, stop by gapdigital.com. This live-action audio series is a presentation of Gap Digital and Tyndale House Publishers. Thank you for listening.